Dearest lovelies, welcome back to another episode of Dear Lovely Universe podcast. I'm here again today with Zonae Owens, and we're going to be talking about the importance of living through your authentic self. Now, I believe that this is so important, and we're here to tell you why. So let's welcome Zonae.
Hello, how's it going, Dear Lovely Universe?
Yes, I love my dearest lovelies a lot. So let's just jump right into this. How do you think that being true to oneself affects others?
Well, I think it affects others because others are always looking at you, especially if you're in any kind of light or just people are looking at you, period. So if you're not being true to yourself, then how do you expect others to follow you? Or for instance, if you're not being true to yourself, how are you going to be true to others?
Yeah.
So how you treat yourself, how you treat others. So basically the opposite of being true to self is being false. Mm-hmm. It's just you have truth and you have false.
Well, yeah, when you're not authentic with yourself, I think that has a huge effect on the people around you. As well as being true to yourself. I think that being true to yourself inspires others in so many ways. I'll tell you an example. When I was in middle school, I felt like I needed to wear a lot of makeup to just leave the house. But then there was this really pretty girl that didn't wear a lot of makeup. And so she inspired me to not have to wear a lot of makeup and just be confident with who I am inside. And that also goes to another point that I believe we're only born in the skin that we're in. Absolutely. And the body that we're in. And so I think accepting and being true to ourselves is also being true to the, you know, our temple, the body that we're in. Mm-hmm. And accepting the body that we're in and embracing it and loving it.
I think that's absolutely true. I agree with that. And to piggyback off what you were saying, when I wasn't true to myself, true story, I was in the most depressing moment of my life. I was like on the lowest vibration. I felt like I was, didn't know my purpose. Mm-hmm. I felt like I was lost. I wasn't myself. I was chasing designer things, chasing material things, just chasing all these things that don't have no value. Yeah. Trying to keep up with the Joneses, or trying to keep up with Instagram, social media, trying to keep up with my peer group just to like fit in. And I was always unhappy because that wasn't me. Mm-hmm. So once I was able to step back and really be true to myself and live my authentic self, I realized like, dang, all that stuff I was doing before was just a facade.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a facade. And it's fiction, basically. It doesn't even exist. But yeah.
So much wasted energy.
Wasted energy. So much wasted energy.
How do you feel like we could redirect that energy in a positive way?
Redirecting that energy in a positive way, first it starts with self. It starts with being true to yourself. And that's accepting yourself for whatever flaws you have, whatever. We all fall, we all have flaws. And the thing is, really accepting that and being truthful with yourself. And when you're truthful with yourself, that's also being true to yourself, because you're not lying to yourself. Like sometimes we can fake ourselves out like we're okay, or you know, we're doing good, or we're just doing fine, and we can kind of fake ourselves out, but in reality we're not okay, we're not doing fine. Like we might be struggling, you know, we might be suffering or going through something, we might be stressed. Why not communicate that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mental health is so important. We need to be communicating that. We need to be embracing our emotions and communicating it and learning how to go through it. And I think that's where it starts. It starts with self. And that's when being true to self is truly like being true to
self. So important.
It's so important.
Along the same lines as that, I believe that when someone is asking you how you feel, we should be honest with them.
Absolutely.
In any kind of case scenario similar to that, because I used to be unauthentic in that sense and just kind of try to spare, I guess, the awkwardness. Like if some random cashier is asking me, how's your day going? Mm-hmm. Before I would just be like, oh, I'm doing great, because that's just what people always say. But lately, I tell the truth. If I'm not feeling great, I'll tell them I'm not feeling great, because no one is perfect. Everyone has ups. Everyone has downs. In fact, today I was feeling like I was crying on my way to work for like, I don't even know why. That's just how I get, you know, and that's okay. Like, I embrace that, because then the next hour later, I was at the beach smiling, being grateful. So it's like, you know, everyone has their quirks. Everyone's different. And we have to accept all of those parts of ourselves.
That's crazy that you mentioned that you was crying on the way to work today, it's good to be transparent like that, because a lot of people think that that's not okay. Mm-hmm. It's okay to cry. Like, literally, I was in the break room today and I was thinking, and I put my head down, and for a moment I cried because I was thinking about some things and I was like, dang, some things gotta change. And it's okay to let that out. Sometimes, yeah. Especially coming from a man's perspective, I always thought crying was like soft. I always thought it was like soft, like, oh, that's how I was raised. I grew up, yeah, like, don't cry, stop crying. So when things happen, I didn't know how to channel that energy. I would let it out in anger or aggression, you know what I mean, or whatever. Sometimes things would get physical. And once I, like, embrace like my feelings and crying and letting it out, you're like, wow, that felt so much better. It's actually strong to, you know, you're actually strong if you can cry and then, okay, that feels so much better. I went exactly through that. You have to mm-hmm. release that. You have to release that. And I think that's what's wrong with a lot of us, is that we don't know how to release that. So we hold it all in.
Yeah.
And that's dangerous.
I agree. When it comes to, I feel like, releasing, I believe that releasing is crucial and vital to maintaining a healthy system.
Mm-hmm.
Just for, as in anything, like cleaning the kitchen counters, we need to practice self-care. Yeah. And that goes along with, I feel like, everything in our lives.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Self-care is important. That's, self-care is everything. And a lot of people think self-care is just like, okay, I take care of myself. I get up in the morning, brush my teeth, wash my face, and I, you know, take a shower and take care of myself. Self-care is so much more than that. It's, yeah. Self-care is not just a physical, and it's definitely, yes, exercise, what you eat, what you put in your body, but it's also mental. It's also mental. You know, it's taking care of your thoughts as well, yeah, capturing those thoughts as well. Because we all have negative thoughts. We all have thoughts that go through our mind daily. But mm-hmm. it's about trying to just not washing out those, because we can't wash them out. But just think about what we're thinking about,
mm-hmm.
and care for our mind as well. If it's something that's really mm-hmm. stressing us out, or if it's something that's really taking a toll on our mind, we need to take care of that.
Yeah.
We need to take care of that.
I totally, totally agree. And I believe that this ties into being our authentic self, because when we take care of ourselves, we grow in authenticity for Absolutely. Ourselves. And I feel like that also has to do with being more confident and having more self-esteem.
Yes.
Just to clarify, self-esteem is how you feel about yourself and your appearance. Well, your appearance more so. And your self-confidence refers to how you feel about your abilities to complete tasks. And I believe 100% that when someone is authentic with themselves, they grow in self-esteem and self-confidence.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I grew in a lot of self-esteem and confidence when I started becoming authentic for myself, because I didn't have that at first. You know, I hid behind a character that was like, you know, Mr. Cool, Mr. Big Shot and all this. And I hid behind that character, but it was a lot of things that I feared. Mm-hmm. Not because I was scared or I couldn't do it, but just because I didn't think that I was able to do it. And I didn't have that confidence.
Yeah.
But once I started being true to myself and I wasn't living this false life, I started gaining confidence and self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I stopped putting up with certain things that had a lot to do with my self-esteem. I started taking on bigger challenges that had a lot to do with my confidence growing. I started stepping out on faith. So, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. When you be true to yourself, your self-confidence and self-esteem does go up.
How do you feel that that has affected your relationships with people?
I feel I'm able to have stronger relationships with people now and really connect and also have empathy and grace with people.
Mm-hmm.
Because now I understand people. And at first, like, I didn't really understand people. Like, you know, some people have attitudes. Some people are, you know, mean, or some people are aggressive. You might be working somewhere and somebody just cuss you out. But I start realizing that no matter what, you know, that person might be going through something.
Yeah.
So I have to understand that, you know, that everybody goes through something. And you know, if somebody's mad at me or somebody don't like something I'm doing or they don't agree, then that's not my fault.
Yeah.
It's not my fault. That's something that they have to deal with. So that's another, I think that ties in with being true to self also, because you don't care what others think or say, because you just understand people. Like, they're just people.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to have their opinions, but their opinions don't really matter.
Yes. And I also believe that when you are true to yourself, because you feel comfortable with yourself, those opinions matter much less.
Yes.
If even at all.
Yes. Yes.
And I also would like to bring up how when someone really loves you, they don't try to change you in any way. So if anyone out there is worried about someone seeing them for being their authentic self because they think that they won't like them anymore, well, then that person wasn't really a keeper in the first place.
Was not a keeper.
Yes. And I feel like that is just a very, very important rule for love in general. That if you love someone to the fullest and deepest extent possible, that is not trying to change them in any way. That's loving them for them.
Absolutely. You want to love people for who they are. And you don't ever want to try to change anybody, because that's pretty much like being a control freak when you want to train,
mm-hmm.
when you want to change someone. You don't have control over others. So the thing is to love somebody where they're at, and the only thing you should want for them is for them to grow. You want to make it a safe place to grow, and to make it a safe place to grow is by allowing that person to be themselves and loving them for, you know, who they are, no matter what. And that allows them to grow, because a lot of times people don't grow in relationships because the other one might be judging one.
Yes.
And the other one like, well, I don't want to do this because this will make you mad. So, you know, you're stopping that person from growing.
Mm-hmm. I feel that in relationships, a lot of times people will have the conception that two people become one.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't believe that's what happens at all. I believe that two people should still be two people that come together to be partners, but not necessarily as one, because then one person's personality is going to be more shoved down than the other.
Mm-hmm.
Two people are just different.
Absolutely. That's like me and my wife, for example. We're two people, but more so coming together as one. We both have our separate, you know, personality. We're two completely different people, so it's two people coming together.
Mm-hmm.
But the as one is, I look at that as on the same mission.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like on the same mission moving forward. But some people, like you said, may think that coming together as one means that we have to have the same
everything,
agree with everything,
mm-hmm.
that we both have to say yes to everything or no to this or no. No, that's not what one person thinking. No, not at all. It's a partnership. Exactly. It's a partnership. It's still two individuals in that partnership. And, you know, but in relationships, when you come together for something, you come together as one, like, okay, we're one moving forward with this, but we still separate entities and individuals that have our own feelings and our own, you know, so yeah.
And I think that's a really great point to bring up, because when we're in a relationship, I feel like it can be easy to try to please the other person, as well as this goes for pleasing peers or society. And then we can lose sort of a sense of who we are. And I think staying authentic to ourselves is just the most important thing. And yes. I was going to bring up this point earlier, too, that when we are authentic to ourselves, we manifest higher quality friends, because they accept us for who we are. Why, you know, we don't have anything to lie about, hide about. We can be honest, and hopefully vice versa.
Yep. And it should always be like that in a friendship. You should always, in any partnership, you should always be able to be open and transparent. And if I can't be open and transparent with you, then I can't trust you. Exactly. I can't trust you. So it's no need for me to be around you. And that's what actually makes a good team in anything, whether it's a marriage, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a business partnership, whether it's a mentor, mentee. Those, that transparency is what allows people to trust you. And when people trust you, then you can help them, because they will allow you to help them. No one's going to allow you to help them if they don't trust you. So you have to be able to lead in that example. And that's pretty much being true to yourself.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of what we're talking about has to do with the fact that being true to ourselves has a lot to building relationships. And I believe that building relationships is the basic building block for so many areas of our lives, including business, you know, friendships, relationships, obviously. So that's why I believe that being, another reason why being true to ourselves is such a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, we're humans. And if we're true to what humans are here for, that's to interact with each other. That's to help each other. That's to, you know, that's to help each other grow and learn. Just think about it. If everybody just helped each other, then you won't have any poor. You won't have any. Yeah. It's in our nature to help each other. It's in our nature to communicate. Yeah. It's in our nature to have human interaction, because we're humans. Even in interaction with nature, we're supposed to be in tune. And I think the problem is now you have so many people embrace being antisocial.
Yeah.
Or I just like to stay in my house and stay to myself. That's not safe. That's not really safe, because when you isolate yourself, you have room for depression, negative thoughts, all these different things. You're not living an experience, so you're going to constantly be under attack. And a lot of people who live like shelter themselves from the rest of the world, they kind of become and go into depression. It's studies. It's all type of scientific studies, medical studies and stuff. People who sit alone and seclude themselves from the rest of the world, they're more likely to suffer from depression and suicide. So that just lets us know that our true selves, our true nature, needs human interaction. We need each other. No one can do anything by themselves. So if we've been true to ourselves, we've been true to what our purpose is, that's what we'll be doing.
Definitely. I completely agree. How do you think that someone can live through their authentic self? Like, what does that look like?
I think what it looks like is just embracing who you are and embracing the journey.
Yeah.
Just embracing the journey. Just walking in your truth. Basically walking in your truth and not caring about the opinions of others, what others have to say, because you're always going to have people that's disagreeing with what you're doing, especially if you're doing something great, you know, especially if you're doing something different. People are going to disagree. That's just that is just people.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you have to be true to yourself, to what you know, what your purpose is. You know, don't worry about others. Don't worry about the outside. Mm-hmm. Worry about what's inside you. Talk to that voice. Talk to that spirit.
And even if you don't know what your purpose is now, it's best to go try to figure it out, you know, and not recline back to what we're comfortable with.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, again, that goes back to being your true self. I think when you be your, just genuinely be your true self, you don't even have to go and look for your purpose. Yeah. It'll find you.
Exactly.
It'll find you. And when you're true to yourself, you'll know when it finds you. So I just think, again, it all starts mm-hmm. back with just being true to yourself.
I also believe that trueness, sincerity, it's a feeling, even more so than anything else. It's something that when you are being true to yourself and when something feels so right, you know it because you can feel it in yes. your heart. So if something ever feels like you see a homeless person and you want to help them out and you give them $20 or however much, and they say thank you, it's that feeling of gratitude and connection. You know, it's real.
Yeah, that's a reward. That's the reward in it. When you give and to see that you impact somebody in some type of way, that's the reward. You know, mm-hmm. the reward is not monetary. It's the value. It's the value. Like, if you give somebody, a homeless person, and they say thank you, you added value to them. You got to, because maybe nobody ever did that kind act. If you help somebody across the street, whatever it is, the value in it is basically impacting. That's the reward.
Yeah, definitely. What suggestions do you have for anyone who is on their journey of growing to their authentic self? Are there any books, perhaps, that you would recommend?
There is a book that it's called The Dream Giver. It's one of my favorite books. But it talks about someone who sets out on a journey to go and accomplish his dreams that he received from the Dream Giver. And he had all these negative from family members to people in the town to strangers telling him not to go and pursue his dreams because it was yeah. dangerous over there. And then he had border bullies, which are like, you know, that's doubt and fear and you know, all this crap that doesn't even exist.
Yeah.
They're only thoughts that we create in our own mind. Mm-hmm. We're wired for love. We're not wired for fear. We yeah. learn fear as we grow. So fear, it really doesn't exist. We create that. But everyone was just telling him not to go pursue his dreams. And he just went through so much and he went along with it. He went and pursued his dreams. So what I would tell, that's a good book, by the way. But what I would tell, the reason why I say that book, because it lets you know, no matter what, don't ever give up on your dreams. I don't care yeah. what it is. Don't ever give up on your dreams. Do not quit. Do not quit.
I 100% agree. How do you think that by someone actually chasing after their dreams, how would that impact that their life as a whole?
It will impact their life as a whole because they will impact so many people.
Yeah.
And again, that's the reward. You will be rewarded. Because when you're going after your dreams, you inspire others.
Yeah.
And the greatest human act is to inspire.
Yeah.
So when you're inspiring others, because others see you, you're that light. When you're chasing after your dreams, you're that light. Others are looking at that light and they're like, wow. And then when you accomplish what you said you set out to do, that gives everyone hope.
Yeah.
That gives everyone hope. So in return, value will be added to you because you added value to others.
Yes.
You know, we have to serve. We have to serve others. And a lot of times people don't realize, I think that's another thing. I don't think people really truly realize what it is. When we're doing things, we're not doing it for ourselves. We're doing it for outside of self. It's much bigger than us.
Yeah.
Because our life is a testimony. And when people see that, they're like, wow, I want to be like her, or I want to be like him, or mm-hmm. I want to accomplish my dreams too. So,
yeah, Definitely. And I think that at least setting a good example, if someone says, thinks like, I want to be like her, at least I setting a good example, like a good frame for them to learn kind of who they are.
Kind of who they are, yeah.
Because, I mean, when I was even just a year ago, actually, it's been probably like 2 years now, but I was like just doing teenage things that were just so low consciousness and dumb, like idiotic. And that was not my authentic self. I remember sitting in a room quite often with some people, listening to like just like the dumbest of the dumbest music, and they're just sitting around smoking. And I'm thinking to myself, what am I doing here? It's like this feeling that was like an itch. Like, what am I doing here? And I think that when we are in those situations, it helps us learn kind of like who we are, because in a sense, it's like that's what we're not. So obviously, I'm gonna go try to find something else. And it's funny because that was only like what, 2 years ago, if even that. So it's like things can change so fast. Never underestimate the power of change.
Yeah, things can change fast. It's because we're just a decision away. We're just a decision away. I remember when I made that same decision, I used to club a lot, party. That was my thing. I just loved clubbing, popping bottles. I was clubbing every night for no reason. And one time I was in the club and I was just sitting there looking around and I was unhappy. And I was looking around, I was like, this is fake. And then I started asking myself, I said, why am I here? When I asked myself, why am I here? That's when I knew I didn't want to be there. And in that moment, I realized that that wasn't me because that wasn't what I desired. And I was like, you know what? I'm done. And I walked away and I haven't been back since. So.
I to touch base on that, I feel that when we do certain things that are have low consciousness that are just kind of repetitive, we're not growing. And there's certain things like maybe hiking or meditation, things along those lines that can give you like a new experience, something a new lesson to learn every time, something new about yourself or nature, something you didn't know. But like things like clubbing and being dumb with your teenage friends. I mean, obviously there's ways to have fun with your teenage friends, but I'm talking about like low consciousness. It's just, like you're never gonna learn anything. It's like being on a hamster wheel, and it's just you're never gonna get anywhere because we don't realize then, and that space of mind, that peace and happiness and true abundance comes from within and not an outer source.
Absolutely comes within. I remember what got me into fitness is I started going to the Culver City Stairs. This was years ago. And I remember going up and I got to the top and I liked how it felt. Going up, it was horrible. My first, I was like, oh my God, legs are sore. Now I go up like crazy times. I've been doing it for years. But when I started doing that and I'm outdoors and I'm looking at nature and I'm looking at the ocean and I can see the mountains on a clear day and I'm getting this air into my lungs and I can hear birds chirping and I'm in nature. This was something completely different. And I was like, wow. I was like, this is my outlet right here. And I started going up there almost every day just because of that environment. Didn't realize that I was working out harder and harder and harder and harder. And that's what pretty much got me into like, wow, this can be my outlet. Working out, going outdoors, meditating. Because when I work out outdoors, I do a lot of meditation too. I have my quiet time, I reflect, and I get to think and strategize and all these different things. That's self-care. That's self-care right there. You have to take care of yourself. You have to give yourself that time to yourself to be able to do those type of things. And once I realized that, I was like, what? I don't need clubbing, partying, drugs, or none of that stuff. This right here is the ultimate high, life, you know?
So what's probably your biggest takeaway from your experience of living with your authentic and unauthentic self?
From both selves?
You can choose whichever first.
Well, living in my unauthentic self, I was at the lowest vibration of my life. Yeah. Just period. I was doing a lot of low things. I was into a lot of low things. Just vibration. I didn't have confidence in myself. I had low self-esteem. So the biggest takeaway was just that was probably a depressing place. It was a very depressing place. So we don't need to dwell there. We'll all go through it. We're humans. We have to go through it. But don't dwell there. Yeah. We can't dwell there. We have to be willing to go through it. Yeah. Just keep walking forward. So my biggest takeaway was when you're going through the struggle, when you're going through that, your lower self or whatever, just go through it. You're going to make it through. You're going to make it through. Just seek. Just seek. And living in my authentic self, my biggest takeaway is just freedom. Freedom. Yeah. That's my biggest takeaway is freedom, because it's a sense of freedom. You're not living for others. When you're living for others, you're living for society, you're living for the world, you are a slave. You're a slave to thoughts, others' opinions. You're a slave to what social media says you should be, how you should dress, how you should look. You're a slave to all that, so you're not yourself. Mm-hmm. And when you can give all that up and be yourself, it's freedom.
I 100% agree. There's so many layers to, I think, being your authentic self. But freedom, I believe, comes with self-love, self-acceptance.
Yes.
I believe acceptance is probably the most freeing experience, because it helps you feel okay. And when you feel okay, that's freedom right there.
That's definitely freedom.
Yeah. Well, I think that living through my unauthentic self taught me that, well, compassion for people. And it taught me that it's a very dark and lonely place, very disconnected. Living with a mask is not fun. And it definitely inspired me to make talks like this to help other people going through it. So do you have any final messages for listeners?
My final message for listeners is love yourself. Like, love yourself. Don't depend on anyone else to love you. Yeah, you're going to have people who are going to love you. You're going to have people who are going to love you unconditionally. If you don't have anyone to love you, it doesn't matter. Love yourself.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's also one of the most important things we could ever do in our lives. And not only love ourselves, but love others.
Definitely love others. You have to love others. And that comes from self-love, because if you don't love yourself, you don't know how to love others. So, yeah, definitely love others. Don't be vain and just like, oh, I love myself. Because do that, because a lot of people do that. So, yeah, disclaimer, that's not what I was talking about when I say love yourself, y'all. So, yeah, no, but definitely love yourself and love others. Learn to love yourself so you can learn how to love others as well.
And that I love you. I love you. I'm talking to the microphone. And well, I love Donnie too, but I remember, dear Sallies, that I love you so much. And if you don't have hope, if you don't have anyone to do this for, and you don't even have enough hope in yourself to do it for yourself, then do it for me. But honestly, you're really just doing it for yourself. You are worth it, and you deserve it, and you deserve to be loved, and you deserve to love yourself above all. Like Donnie was saying, get validation from within. I believe that it is the wisest thing that we could ever do to start loving ourselves, being stewards to our planet, and letting God's loving energy flow through us to help anyone and everyone and everything.
And I totally agree with that. And I take that and I receive that.
Yeah. So thank you so much for tuning in today. My name is Kaylin Vu, and I post podcasts every first and third Fridays of the month. I post blogs every Monday. I have a membership coming up very soon. You can visit my website at www.dearlovelyuniverse.com. And I love you so much.
Bye, and I love you guys too.